I think we're coming up on the point of adjournment, and before we adjourn, I'm going to ask John Phillips to speak, but I'm going to say a few words. I've been on the board 13 years, and John has me by 2 years. And when I came on the board, as I've said in some previous meetings, the state of play was very different. It was a very contentious time, a lot of litigation ongoing over the new, what was then the new pension law, 2012. And it was, let's put it this way, for the first few years, it was a little chippy. We had full boardrooms. We had no shortage of issues. The board found itself often very divided on any number of issues. But through that, John always remained the beacon of clarity and reason. And there were days when we needed reason, and I don't say that lightly. It was a difficult time. There was a couple of pivotal votes. I thought about it last night and this morning, and I decided I wouldn't get into the weeds and the details. But there was one vote in particular that I think you cast on very contentious issue, and I want to say this was 2015, could have been 14, but I thought through it and figured it had to be in 15, that I think actually altered our trajectory in terms of how we interacted as a board and how we interacted with our members. And I gave you all the credit on that. That was a serious vote, another of our 5-4 votes on this board at that time. And it was pivotal to me. And I think that over time, the wisdom of that vote was borne out and the board became a much more collegial body as it is today, in no small measure due to your leadership. So I thank you, John. You have no idea how important you were to me figuring out who was on first when I got on this board. So much appreciated for that. Unless I heard the comments, I wanted to turn the floor over to you.
Thank you. I think I remember the vote. sitting on the board is, I had a chance, obviously, to be an observer as well as a participant for the last 15 years. Only Jerry precedes me as in terms of longevity on it. It's been a special experience. I thought what I would try and do is identify some of the things that I think we, the board, has accomplished during this 15-year period. And all of you have been part of some of them. Scott actually just touched on my first of the various items I wanted to comment on. That members during meetings went from being relatively contentious, Scott said it better, in 2011 to being thoughtful and businesslike during recent years. This is a board I think you can all be proud of. Together with the current CEO, the board has played a key role in building a strong and very capable senior management team and staff. And that's very obvious sitting here. The board reforms the SARA into a separate county district structure, which has allowed the plan to operate much more efficiently. It changed dramatically when we went through that process, and it was fairly involved. For those of you who were not here, we had to get congressional support, we had to sue the county. We had a whole series of steps to make that work, but it allowed us to run this program separately and far more efficiently. We managed a significant period of rules change. That's the 2012 law became effective 1/1/13. All of you are familiar with it, Petra, but that was a huge challenge to the board to deal with the new rules that came through that. Most specifically, base compensation. Some of you won't recognize that as a key issue. It was a key issue at the time that we adopted. Base compensation instead of 300 is the number I'm recalling of separate potential compensation items that could go into a calculation of benefits. incredibly convoluted to try and deal with. We improve the stability of the reducing the future assumed of the plan by reducing the future assumed interest rate from 7.75 when I joined the board to 6.75. That has a huge impact. And simultaneously, we reduce the unfunded liability using market determination of asset value from 40 to 50% when I joined unfunded to basically fully funded. We're right on the edge of that. So something to be very proud of, that we, one, made it harder to reach full funding, and then almost reach full funding by decisions basically put in place and agreed to by the board. We adopted the FFP investment model, getting Sicera far more flexibility under Tim's leadership, that puts us in a position to be able to deal with declines in the in markets. And finally, we installed and funded a post-employment medical benefit plan, the OPEB plan, that is now in place for staff and staff retirees. Any of that, I thought, for all of you might have some interest in what 15 years in my memory looks like. There are probably a number of other things that I've forgotten, but it's been a pleasure being part of it and working with this group, and I will miss it.
Well, I can assure you, we are going to miss you, John, more than you know. We didn't want to let the moment pass without at least giving you a memento of your time and an expression of gratitude for your time. So on behalf of the board and the staff, I want to present you with this token of our appreciation. It doesn't have a tracking device in it.
Really nice.
Christina will have to figure out how to open it.
There you go. Oh, beautiful. Oh. That's lovely.
You always know what time it is here.
Oh, wow. What a beautiful gift.
Stewardship of the audit committee. I think I neglected to mention that, which is such a huge function and critical, right? And that's all been you. So I'm telling you, you're going to be missed, and you've had an imprint on this organization that's going to last. So thank you, seriously.
All right. Thank you very much, all.
I was just going to, besides thanks, John, I have confirmed that on June 23rd, and I neglected to mention, we're reappointing Jerry, too. He was the shoe-in as we did the interviews. I just said, Jerry's in. That's without question. We'll interview the rest of you. Sorry. And so it's Eswar Menon, who is going to be one of the appointees, and then Mario DiPrisco is the other. So anyway, and I don't know, Christine, if you've had an opportunity to meet with either of them yet, or are you waiting until they're officially appointed?
We wait until they're officially appointed.
Okay. Yeah, who knows? Someone from my board could just pull them and do something else. But anyway, but again, John's legacy is amazing, so thank you.
Well, unless there's anything else for the good of the order, I think we're going to stand adjourned.
Okay.